What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls on Sam Darnold as a possible Giants option. 888-808-1019. But there's another option as well, BT. And the problem with this is I have a hard time taking it seriously. Not that Deion couldn't go to Dallas to be the next head coach, but Deion's not going to go there unless he could figure out a way to get his son there. He already talked about one thing that could get him going to the NFL would be not only coaching Shador, but both of his sons. Okay, so how is that possible? Could the Cowboys trade up from, where are they, 12, 4, 8, 12? Yeah, the Cowboys are number 12 overall, right?
Yeah.
So they'd have to trade up with the Giants, let's say, hypothetically, to get to number 3.
Or the Browns or Tennessee.
Well, I mean, I guess,
I mean, you could.
But in this case, we're including the Giants. Maybe the Giants trade back. Well, here's the thing. The Browns cannot afford Dak. And I would assume that in any trade, you would, now, I don't even know if Dak could be moved. Like, it's, they just signed him to a mega contract with no trade clause. But let's just suspend reality.
I believe he could. He would just have to consent. Usual no trade stuff.
So let's suspend logic and reality for a second and say that Dak says, okay, well, I'd be willing to go to the Giants. Like, he's not going to go to Cleveland. And by the way, Cleveland can't afford him because of Deshaun Watson. So there's no way that that's going to happen. So let's just play hypothetical here. Titans take Ward. Cleveland, they say there's no way Shador's going there, so they have to pass on him and figure out whatever they do. And then the Giants are up at number 3. And Dallas trades, I guess in this case, would be Dak potentially to the Giants for that number 3 so they could get Shador, and probably they'd be much more involved. But I don't think it's realistic, but I also don't believe that Shador or that Deion would be going to Dallas to coach against Shador two times a year in the own division.
In the same division. Yeah. So what's more plausible, that happening or Dallas and the Giants actually getting together on a massive deal like this? I know Philly and Dallas made that trade on draft night a couple of years ago.
Right.
The Devontae Smith where they moved around for right?
Yeah, what are you saying? What's
I'm saying the Giants and Dallas striking a deal of this magnitude. Or Deion going to coach the Cowboys without Shador in tow. Like, I think it's more likely in a wacky way, and I agree. I know that he wants to coach his son and probably would not go coach Dallas without Shador there. But I even think it's more likely he would do that, more so than the Giants and the Cowboys striking a deal of this magnitude.
Okay,
That's just crazy. That's like the Yanks and the Red Sox for, like, top-flight stuff.
Okay, let's pretend that it's realistic, right? In this scenario, would you want that trade if you're the Giants? Take Dak?
No.
Really?
No. And I like Dak Prescott, I do. Yeah. I know that he's good. I'm not a Dak hater. I've been a supporter. I really do like him. But I don't think he's worth what you'd have to give up. The money that is being paid, I don't. And think about this. I don't think Giants.
I'm sorry, BT, to cut you off. I would think that they would just need to take on his money.
You're
going to trade back and get, I assume, a lot more.
Well, I'm looking at something now, and again, this is just speculation, but a potential trade scenario where the Dallas Cowboys would get the 3rd overall pick from the Giants, a 4th round pick in 25, and a 4th round pick in 26, and the Giants would just get Dak.
Get the hell.
hell out of here.
Oh, I mean, I'm just, yeah, that seems obscene. Well, that seems a bit exorbitant, which is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's absurd. That's absurd. I would think the other way around. Like, if I'm the Giants, I say, we have the third pick, which you want.
Uh-huh.
You sign this guy to a ridiculous contract. Like, we'll take on the contract. We're going to need more picks. And again, I don't know how the structure is in the NFL.
As I think about this out loud, I could kind of see it really actually being the other way, because of all the things in this wacky, fictitious trade, the one known commodity is Dak Prescott, who is a highly above average NFL quarterback. So the value for that would be much more than an unknown, in my opinion. Now, whatever. Here's the thing, though. Like, from a Giants perspective, let's just say they did business, you know, Mara and Jerry, they actually did this, rivals, and it went down, and Sanders is coaching Sanders, and Dak comes here. For the money that he's making and his age, he's not young, not old, but he's not young. Like, the Giants are so far away, in my opinion, from having a talent base that can consistently compete for championships, that by the time they get there, is Dak Prescott still worth it? And for me, the answer is no.
But if you look at all the options right now, and again, we're suspending reality for a second just to have a fun sports talk conversation. I don't think this is realistic, but let's just play it out and have some fun with it. If Dak was a realistic option, I think he's far better than any other option that we've come up with so far. Whether it be Justin Fields, Sam Darnold, you mentioned the two kids in the draft, Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it's close. Look at what Dak has done with the Cowboys. And he'd be in a spot where the Giants have built a better offensive line, assuming Thomas could stay healthy.
He's not as mobile as he used to be.
Right, but that was a huge thing in Dallas all those years, so they still have to build it better, but it's not like they don't have anything on the offensive line, and they do have Malik Nabers, and they do have Tracy, so
they have
some pieces in place to where, now I don't love Dak, but tell me the better quarterbacks in the league than Dak Prescott, or the more accomplished quarterbacks than Dak Prescott.
No, he's on the list. I mean, I really value him. I think he's really good. The problem is what is he making? $60 million? Whatever, it's something exorbitant. So when you inherit that kind of a contract and you give up what I believe, you know, the draft capital required to make this crazy trade, you got to ask yourself, is it going to get you to a championship? And, you know, to me, Justin Fields, or me more so, Darnold, right. You Justin Fields, but those guys at, you know, 18, 22, 25, which represents a minuscule percentage of the salary cap, which is what really matters in building out a team.
Right.
You're telling me that Sam, now maybe the answer is no, but are you telling me that absolutely Darnold or Fields can't win 9 games next year and mess around with a wild card? It's not like Zach is going to go 15-2 and get the first round bye.
Which is why.
At home field advantage. He's not that kind of quarterback, and they're not that kind of team.
Which is why I think the number three pick is more valuable than they're saying in those, you know, trade proposals or whatever. Like, that's ridiculous because of how much he's getting paid.
Yep.
I know he's the best player, but like straight up for the third pick, it would be a question mark because you'd rather have the potential of, let's say, Shedeur Sanders, even though we both don't love him, but the potential of Shedeur and his financial salary cap hit and financial structure, the way that you build out a team.
Understood. There's a lot of complicated things here. I will get back to the calls. I would just leave you with this here, Sal. Like, to me, I would rather, right now, this could change. I got to see how the process goes. So they really start to dig deep on these quarterbacks. Right now, I don't want to take Sanders. I'm not moving up to get him from a Giants perspective. And I probably wouldn't do the same either on Cam Ward. Right now, that's my position, okay? Could change. Don't think it will. That's where I am now. So for the Giants moving forward, I think it's better to get somebody like Darnold for the 20-something mil and either take whomever you think is going to be a stud.
Like Carter?
Number three, maybe.
Yeah.
Or trade down to like 7 or 10 or 12 and get more. And just build out a team.
Yeah, you've been consistent with that. And I don't think it's a bad plan. I just don't think it's realistic for where they put themselves as a franchise right now. Doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah.
But they might not be able to do that. Steven is calling from Brooklyn. What's up?
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steven?
Hey, guys. Great show. Just real quickly, a couple of points with Sam Donna. I wanted to eventually make a point to compare him to Baker Mayfield. But last night's game, if that game is played in Minnesota, I think Sam Donald is making all the money in the offseason because, you know, now that he's he lost last night, it looks like it's not going to be, you know, all that money that he should be making. But if you go back to when Baker Mayfield signed with Tampa, he signed that one-year deal, played really, really well, and then they signed him to a four-year, $25 million deal. And look at Baker Mayfield now, after all these years, he's upper echelon quarterback. You know, he's not a franchise, but he's playoff each year.
He's turned himself into a franchise quarterback.
I agree.
He's got everything you want. The intangibles off the charts. He's been throwing the football well.
Yep.
You kill that Baker Mayfield.
He can move a little bit, just enough.
Yeah, and I think if you look at it, Sam Donald, if you give him a short-term deal and then you get that bridge quarterback, you never know. He might work out in, I like Sam Donald and Justin Fields. That's my tier.
Okay.
Well, Sam Donald and
And Fields.
Okay.
So basically same with us.
Yeah, but here's the one.
Justin Fields, too.
That's right, Steven. Here's the one question. You said that if that game last night was played in Minnesota, it'd be a different story, which I don't disagree with.
Well, you said it. Right.
Well,
I agree with you.
I don't remember saying that, but either way, if that were the case, I'm not saying I disagree, but then doesn't that show that Sam Darnold is much more comfortable in the dome or at home? You got to play playoff games on the road, and in your scenario, you're bringing him into MetLife Stadium. So I don't remember saying that it would have been different.
He said it. I didn't hear you say it.
Yeah, and by the way, I do think it might have been different. Sam Darnold at home was very good this year.
But Sam Darnold's not alone. Most guys want to play at home.
Well, the difference, though, with the Vikings is they are a dome team.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. Home, road, especially when you're talking about a dome team.
Yeah, but he's not like Tua, where he's playing in 70. Like, I don't look at him that way.
And by the way, he also played in a dome against Detroit on the Sunday night and got beat. So it's not just that.
He could play outdoors.
But at MetLife Stadium, it's a different type of outdoors.
I get it.
See, we say he could play outdoors, but his best season by far was indoors.
But it's also the first time he's played in 3 years. He sat in San Francisco, Carolina. Listen, the bottom line is this. In 1 week, guys, basically, everything has changed for the Giants. If Drew Aller would have bowled out against Notre Dame, he might come out. It presents multiple options for the Giants. If Darnold bowls out last night or week 18, they might trade J.J. McCarthy. Like, in 1 week, a lot's changed for the Giants.
Right, those two are absolutely off the board now. Joe is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Joe? Joe?
Hey, Joe. What's up, boys? How you be doing today?
Good. What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Listen. Let's go back to Sam Darnold's first year. Who was his backup quarterback?
Was that McCown? I'm forgetting.
Josh McCown.
Yeah.
McCown.
Yeah.
Who was his quarterback coach in Minnesota?
I don't McCown. Know.
It was okay. Josh. Yeah,
same one. As soon as McCown left, that's when... Josh.
Yeah.
As soon as he left the Jets, his progression went down. As soon as he went to Minnesota and he was there, 14 wins. He's a quarterback whisperer.
Was Josh McCown? Where was he? Was he taking some?
Giants.
Was he taking some personal time last Sunday night and then last night again? Where was McCown there? Little PTO for Josh McCown.
But you gotta look at it. That was his first playoff game. He's never been in that situation before.
Yeah.
And that defense is really good. If you look at the first game between Minnesota and the Rams. They did the same thing. They kept blitzing and blitzing and blitzing. He was a deer in the headlights even then. When he goes up against good defenses, he freezes up. He sees ghosts. That's all there is to it. But there was a huge, huge style of play that's better when he's there.
McCown.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
He goes
to the Jets all...
And thank you for the call. Oh, sorry, Joe. I think we had a little bit of a delay there, which was making that call a little bit sloppy. But we do appreciate the call, Joe. We do get the point. And honestly, BT, I think it's an interesting one. If you're a team that is looking to hire an offensive-minded head coach, I'm not opposed to Josh McCown. And then in his scenario, Joe's scenario, You hire McCown as the head coach, you bring in Sam Darnold, and it's a nice combination. I wouldn't do that myself, especially because of Darnold, mm-hmm. but I'd at least be open to that idea, thinking that that combination might work.
Well, I think there's a good chance, you know, and we'll get to this later, but it looks like it's pretty much down to Flores and Aaron Glenn for the New York Jets. I know Samini had that, some others have had that. Who knows if they chat with McCarthy. I heard something last night I want to tell you a little later mm-hmm. on the air. But if the Jets bring in Glenn, I mean, could they bring in McCown as the OC? If they bring in Flores, can they bring in McCown as the OC? Sure. Without Darnold, I'm saying. But sure, right. I absolutely think that that's in play. No doubt.
Yeah. I love McCown. I just think that when you're going young like that, first-time guy, McCown has been talked about since he was playing
yes.
as a potential head coach right away.
Yeah.
And as a quarterback's coach, I wouldn't be opposed to that. I'd rather that than go with a defensive guy. But I don't think here with Sam Darnold would be the right pairing. Although a part of me does say, hey, you know what? Come back and rewrite the story. How great would that be for Sam Darnold? Anyway, we're talking Sam Darnold to the Giants, and you want to throw him into the Jets? Sure, why not? We'll get to the Flores side of things. You just mentioned him for the Jets head coach. Obviously, he was last night with the Vikings, his team getting run over. Wonder if that changes certain things.